Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. I'm Monty Larrick. With me is Ann Scheidler, the vice president of the Chicago-based Pro-Life Action League. Ann, Illinois is in a sorry state when it comes to pro-life and life issues. Abortion is actually going to be expanding here thanks to the efforts of Planned Parenthood.
Sadly, that is the case, Monty. Our governor, who promised that he would not get involved in social issues, has signed into law a bill that will require Illinois taxpayers to pay for abortions for state employees and for Medicaid recipients. This will greatly expand the number of abortions that occur in Illinois, and we need to be able to fight that.
How do we fight that?
We get more involved in the pro-life movement on all levels. It is very, very important to elect pro-life legislators, to get involved in the election, the primary election coming up, and to make sure you get out there and get all your friends to get out there and vote so we can try to change the law in Illinois. But besides that, we have to change the culture in Illinois. And that is a one-on-one mission for all of us to tackle.
It's an educational process.
It is an educational process, absolutely. Sometimes we need to educate our pastors. Sometimes it's our own family members, our neighbors, people we work with. We have to get people to understand the importance of the value of human life and what is at stake every time a person chooses abortion.
Well, here in Illinois, Planned Parenthood, using similar tactics that they used in Aurora, has opened a new mega clinic, if you want to call it that, in Flossmoor. What's your reaction, and tell us the story behind that?
Well, we were really shocked to find out that another case of Planned Parenthood flying under the radar, opening up a clinic. All of a sudden, the Planned Parenthood name goes up on this big building, and here they are in another one of our communities preying on the people of the Flossmoor and Southside section of the city of Chicago and the Southside suburbs. Planned Parenthood is insidious, and the way they go about these opening these new centers is they set up some kind of an innocuous sounding corporation, healthcare partners or healthcare providers or things that just don't raise a red flag. And then all of a sudden, the day that the Planned Parenthood sign goes up, all the neighbors find out that it's Planned Parenthood. Fortunately, many of the citizens of Flossmoor and surrounding communities are motivated to get into action and to try to get rid of this big center. It's a big job. It's very hard to get rid of them once they're entrenched. But they will be launching a 40 Days for Life prayer vigil, going forward with getting people there from 7 in the morning till 7 in the evening every day, praying that we can get rid of this center, praying that women will not go in, offering alternatives to those people who show up there. We need everybody to get involved in this project.
Well, as you alluded, the clinic in Flossmoor, it was a result of some tactics that Planned Parenthood used in Aurora, and you have an ongoing battle there.
We've been fighting in Aurora for over 10 years because they violated the zoning regulations of that community and managed to open their place, which is illegally operating, and yet, you know, the politicians in the state of Illinois are pretty complicit with the abortion lobby, and we're fighting them in court on a couple of different levels. Hopefully the day will come when we get to shut down the big Planned Parenthood Center in Aurora. Hopefully the day will come that we shut down the Planned Parenthood Center in Flossmoor. We all pray for the day that Planned Parenthood is defunded and goes defunct and everybody can cheer that we've got a victory. But that day is yet to come. We've got a lot of work to do.
Speaking of Flossmoor, are you going to be stepping up efforts in Flossmoor as a result of that opening?
We are, yes. Our executive director, Eric Scheidler, has met with the community leaders in Flossmoor, the folks that are reaching out to the village board, and those who are running the 40 Days for Life campaign. We'll be planning protests in the future out there to alert the rest of the community that they're there and to get more and more people involved, beef up the resistance to Planned Parenthood.
But Planned Parenthood has expansion plans beyond Flossmoor. We're hearing that they may try to open 5 more abortion clinics. How do we stop that?
Well, we got to be vigilant. We don't know. We've heard rumors about opening new sites. It's certainly reasonable to assume that they will, especially since the state of Illinois is willing to pay for a significant percentage of the abortions that they may be able to get people to come for. My guess is that they will probably be looking at centers that have a significant population, like Rockford, for instance, maybe Joliet, places near the universities in the state of Illinois. So we would urge local residents to be really vigilant. If you see some large construction project, go and check with the building department in your community. Find out who has filed for a permit to build that place. Let's find out who is doing it, where they are, and it's not going to say Planned Parenthood on any kind of an application for permit. It's going to say something like Healthcare Partners, or out in Aurora, it was very innocuous. You know, it didn't seem like it would be an abortion clinic. And in fact, when Eric first went to take a look at it, he said, "Oh, it can't be an abortion clinic. It's way too big." Well, that's Planned Parenthood's new model. They're closing centers all over the place, but not because they're shutting down, because they are opening these large mega centers where they can get more and more people to come in and create this new image that Planned Parenthood is trying to promote.
New image. Tell me.
A kind of upscale spa type of experience. They want abortion to be really accepted as normal health care. They don't want to be an abortion clinic, which has a negative connotation. They want to be the women's health care center. And that's how they promote themselves, trying to rope in young women initially for regular checkups and for STD testing. And then they push birth control on them, and then that's their go-to place for an abortion. So it's a whole ethos of Planned Parenthood being your women's care center. We got to fight that.
They can sell Planned Parenthood by doing that other stuff, right? And
they
the
do.
Politicians yeah. buy into that.
Of course politicians buy into that. They all pretend that abortion isn't a big part of their business, but it is, in fact, the major income-producing business that they have.
When it comes to Planned Parenthood's expansion plans in Illinois, how much is that attributable to Governor Rauner's signing of House Bill 40, the measure that Democrats passed in the legislature that forces taxpayers to pay for abortions through all 9 months of pregnancy?
You know, it's hard to say to what extent that influenced their plans to open the Flossmoor Clinic, because obviously this has been under construction for quite a while, and the planning stages for quite a while before the governor signed that. And of course, he had promised not to sign it. So initially, we all believed that and thought that even though we knew he was pro-abortion, we thought we could count on his word that he did not plan to sign it. Now, however, since it is signed into law, and those kinds of laws are difficult to get rid of, that could be a definite factor in opening other centers in Illinois.
So, since Illinois is now even more abortion-friendly, we can expect Planned Parenthood to open up more shops.
Unfortunately, we probably can expect that. They become the sort of, some people say the Walmart of the abortion industry, but I think they want a little more upscale image than that. So, I don't know, would you say the Target, perhaps, of the abortion industry? And they've got so many of the politicians in their back pocket. So many people have bought into the notion that Planned Parenthood is actually out to reduce the number of abortions. Totally untrue. Planned Parenthood makes all their money on abortion. They do about a third of the abortions in the whole country. They're totally into abortion.
That's their number one business. This is Illinois Family Spotlight. We'll continue our conversation with Ann Scheidler with the Chicago-based Pro-Life Action League after this.
Since multi-billionaire Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post, the impossible seems to have happened. The newspaper, in its news coverage, editorials, and columns, has become even more liberal. That's why I laughed when I read a story in Editor and Publisher magazine that the Post is launching a video series on how to be a journalist. How would they know? Editor and Publisher writes, "It seems like these days there's a war on objective truth." Stop right there. What does the liberal media know about objective truth? Objective truth begins with God, but most journalists either reject God or think him, if they call him, irrelevant to what happens in this life. Nowhere in the article, and I can safely predict nowhere in those post videos, will they admit that modern journalism has a credibility problem, and that's why their subscriptions and TV ratings have declined. They think the public should swallow without complaint whatever they're feeding them. Those days are gone. If the Post and other media don't ask themselves why so many people distrust them, they are doomed to further decline. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
Hi, I'm Ann Scheidler, Vice President of the Pro-Life Action League, and I serve as Chairman of Speak Out Illinois, a coalition of 40 pro-life organizations here in Illinois. Our state is in sad shape from a pro-life perspective, and we need you to get more involved. Join us at Speak Out Illinois Conference, Saturday, March the 10th. You can go to the IFI website at illinoisfamily.org or Speak Out Illinois' website, speakoutillinois.org. Be there on March 10th.
Hi, this is Kurt Jarrus, the host of Veracity Hill. Veracity Hill is a radio podcast dedicated to striving for truth on faith, politics, and society. I don't have all the answers, but join me as I explore important topics with guests from respective fields. To learn more, text the word VERACITY to 555-888. That's VERACITY to the number 555-888, or check out our website at veracityhill.com.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. Monty Larrick here, joined by Ann Scheidler with the Chicago-based Pro-Life Action League. And we've been discussing Planned Parenthood's plans for expansion here in Illinois, due in part to Governor Rauner's signature of House Bill 40, which forces taxpayers, folks like you and me, to pay for abortions through all 9 months of pregnancy. So, will Illinois slowly but surely, or maybe on a rapid pace, become the go-to state for abortions?
Well, I would certainly hope not. But we don't know for sure whether the state would cover the cost of abortions for someone on Medicaid in another state, someone who qualifies for Medicaid. Evidently, the qualification bar is pretty low here in the state of Illinois, so it could be that we end up footing the bill for a lot more abortions than we even think from people coming in from other states. And people who will find a way to qualify, even if they are Illinois residents and wouldn't have qualified for Medicaid for other health care services, that they do qualify for this abortion payment. It's a kind of difficult area to figure out just where, but we know that the bar is lower when you're talking about abortion.
And do we have any idea how much House Bill 40 is going to cost Illinois taxpayers and how many more abortions this is going to lead to in a given year?
Well, it's hard to say with any specificity, but we think it probably means 12 to 15,000 more abortions annually than we currently have in Illinois. This is hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxpayer money that we can ill afford because Illinois is broke. You know, we can't pay the bills we already have. We thought that from a fiscal perspective, the governor wouldn't dare sign something that would add to the bill that the state of Illinois has to pay out. But he did, because evidently he is that committed to abortion that he's laying it on the taxpayers of Illinois to have to pay for these additional abortions.
Do you think that the proponents of this, and they're not saying this out loud, the real motivation is that they think this will save the state money? And because these poor women are costing Illinois taxpayers money. Is there an element of racism here to this?
Oh, I have no doubt that there's an element of racism. And the excuse that it will cost the state less to kill the children than to feed the children. And that is so dismissive of the ability of women and of families to manage their lives. Assuming that because a person happens to be in a financial difficulty at the time of a pregnancy, that they can't ultimately do well, that they can't get a job and feed their children. It is assuming that poor people are poor because they're just totally incompetent and unable to handle their lives. It's a point of view that many politicians have that I find really obnoxious. They would be so much better off if they would find ways to help these people, help women, help families to get back on track instead of, let's kill your children and you'll be fine. That's never the answer to anything.
Yet the Democratic candidates for governor all support abortion on demand, and they're proud of it. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, the leader of the Democratic Party has made it quite clear that they want that to be a litmus test to be a Democrat, that you have to support abortion. That shouldn't be the case. You should be able to have a point of view that's a little bit more broad-minded, that you should be able to have programs that you support as a Democrat and also be able to support life. I personally can't vote for someone who is pro-abortion. And I've seen the ads for candidates in the state of Illinois being proud of supporting abortion. They should be ashamed to death to be supporting killing children.
And being backed by Planned Parenthood.
And certainly they are endorsed by Planned Parenthood and by the other abortion lobbies, National Organization for Women and NAREL and the ACLU. These are organizations that abortion is a key element for them, and they should all be ashamed to take that position. The day will come when they'll have the black eye for being supporters of abortion.
And we have a pro-abortion Republican governor running for re-election, and he's the one who signed House Bill 40, speaking of Governor Rauner, and we have a choice with a pro-life Republican in Jeannie Ives.
Oh, this is going to be a really crucial election. Many people voted for Bruce Rauner knowing that he was pro-abortion, but believing that he was not going to get involved in social issues, specifically abortion. And he did. I mean, in addition to HB 40, he also signed 1564, which was a bill that required pro-life pregnancy centers to refer for abortion. There's a hold on that, an injunction on that right now while it makes its way through the courts. But, you know, these are two very key areas where he violated the promise that he made. He even lied to the Cardinal Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Chicago. So I was just delighted to see that there was going to be a challenger, that Jeannie Ives had the guts to step up and try to defeat the system, an uphill battle for her. But, you know, I think it's a good thing for the state of Illinois that somebody is willing to step up and make that stab at it.
And in your personal opinion, she has a solid pro-life record.
Jeannie has a very solid pro-life record, and it's personal with her. She's very, very committed. It's not just a political position. Plus, she is a super accomplished mother of five kids, three terms in the Illinois legislature, a graduate of West Point Academy, eminently qualified to set this state on a right track.
Well, to help set the state on the right track, especially on the life issue, once again, you alluded to it earlier, we need to vote, but be informed voters.
We do. We need to find out where every candidate stands on the issue of abortion. That's the most important issue there is. It doesn't do you any good to be in favor of something else if you're not in favor of life. So, for me, that is, I'm a single issue voter, and I'm not ashamed to say so. Although I can't, from an organizational perspective, endorse anyone, I personally plan to vote for Jeannie Ives, and I have a sign in my front yard announcing to my neighbors that I'm going to be voting for Jeannie Ives.
All right. Thank you, Ann Scheidler. If you'd like to find out where the candidates stand on life, on taxes, on the legalization of high-potency marijuana and other key issues, you need to get a copy of the Illinois Family Institute Voter Guide. They're free of charge, and you can pass them out in your churches. Just go to illinoisfamily.org to find out more information. And if folks need more information about the Speak Out Illinois Conference coming up and the Pro-Life Action League, what should they do?
They should go to prolifeaction.org and speakoutillinois.org. Get involved.
All right. Speak Out Illinois, March 10th. Be there. Aloha.
Absolutely. Well, all the best people in the state of Illinois will be at the Meadows Club on March 10th.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless. God bless the work of the Pro-Life Action League. Thanks for joining us here on Illinois Family Spotlight.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.